Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ethan returning your call. How may I help you?
Yes, is this from something in Hunt?
Ma'am.
Is it there's something on my credit card that doesn't belong there.
Okay, ma'am, may I have your zip code so I can help further assist you?
6308.
630.
84.
84. Okay, and your first and last name?
Margeva Lake Springs.
All right, and can you confirm your shipping address for me?
7 Brookmore Drive.
All right. And I do see here where you did purchase our Vibe watch on the 31st of December for $792
and $1,297.
$792
and $1,297? Yes, ma'am. Well, that doesn't add up to be what was being put on my credit card.
May I ask what charges you're speaking of?
I think it was 50. I'm in the car now. I think it was 59.60 or something like that. Or 56.90, somewhere in that range.
All right, so I am seeing here where the charges of 59.97 we tried to charge you and they were all declined.
Yeah, they were, but what were they for?
Okay, so when you purchased the Vibe watch, you actually paid for the shipping of the product, and that $59 that you're seeing is actually the full price of that product.
Yeah, but it wasn't that expensive when I ordered it.
Yes, ma'am, it's because you were purchasing the trial. It's like to give you time to try it, to see whether you liked it or not.
I couldn't even put it on.
Ma'am?
It's purchased too small, and I couldn't even figure out how to put it on.
The watch?
Yes.
You said it was too small?
No, the print on how to work it.
Give me just...
Even with my magnifying glass, I couldn't read it.
All right, give me just one moment. So, okay, have you charged it yet?
I haven't done anything with it. Just tried to do whatever I needed to do in order to put it on or charge it or whatever, but I couldn't read any of the print, so I didn't know what to do with it.
Yes, ma'am. So, when you first get it, you're supposed to charge it because it may or may not come already charged. And once you do that, you are to go on your phone and download the Wear Fit 2.0 app. And then once you do that,
what kind of an app?
It's called Wear Fit 2.0.
Spell it.
Ma'am.
Spell the app, please.
WEARFIT. That's one word. Wear Fit.
Oh, Wear Fit. Okay.
No, yes, ma'am. That's one word.
Uh-huh.
And then 2.0. So WEARFIT 2.0.
And that's supposed to tell me what to do.
Yes, ma'am. So once you download and install it.
Why did you just put it on yesterday or the 23rd?
Put what on? The charges?
On the credit card. Yeah, the credit card.
Well, you were actually supposed to be charged at $59 on the 17th, but like I said, your bank did decline it, so that's why you're seeing it pop up again on the 23rd.
No, it was a credit card that declined it.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you try to put it through the bank, too?
No, ma'am. I didn't know that it was a credit card. I was just thinking, assuming that it was just your bank.
She told me it was declined on the 23rd, and I didn't know why.
Yes, ma'am. It did decline.
And
it says that your credit card issuer actually declined that charge.
Yeah. And she said I had to call you and find out why, who it was, and whether I wanted it declined. And then call her back, and she'd open up my credit card. And I said, why didn't you tell me it was closed?
Oh, so they actually closed your credit card.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I hadn't tried to use it, but if I had, I'd have got declined again.
Yeah.
So I don't know for why.
Yeah, maybe they were just, you know, unfamiliar with the charge and the company name, so they, you know what I'm saying, just went on ahead and declined it before they spoke to you about it.
They told me it was a subscription.
Yes, ma'am. It's not like a reoccurring subscription. It's like a one-time payment, though.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm a little disgusted with that watch because when I started to order it, it was 40-something. Of course, I realized it was... And then it said I could take out a warranty on it for $1, I think, or $10.
Mm-hmm.
Hit a one on it. And by the time I got it, my credit card together and got it finished, the warranty was refused.
Hmm. So, okay, give me... Hold on. No, the warranty was the $12.97. So you do have
really?
The warranty on the watch. Yes, ma'am.
But it was supposed to be $10.
The warranty?
Yeah.
That may have
it
been
special.
I'm trying to see why. Hold on. Give me just one moment to check that for you.
And I thought, well, for $10, I'll take it, because who knows what I'm getting here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to take your blood pressure and practically eat your meal for you. but I couldn't read any of that, so I wouldn't know how to set it up.
Well, I do know the instructions to help you set it up if you would like me to provide that with you, to provide that to you.
Well,
but
not now. I'm in the car and the watches are home.
But yes, ma'am. So you did pay the shipping for the watch, which was the $7.92, and the $12.97 was for the warranty on the watch.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll call them tomorrow and tell them it's a good thing, but it's not a subscription. That's a book. I said, what magazine is that that costs that much? I said, my magazines cost $10 a year.
That's a very good deal, then.
Yeah, they put it down so I'll renew.
So, once you get to those watches, if you do need help with those.
I didn't order but one.
Well, I didn't mean to say watches, but once you get to your watch, you know, and you do need some help with the instructions, then you can just give us a call back and we'll be more than happy to help you.
And that's the number that's on my phone?
Yes, ma'am. The same number that you're calling now.
No, I didn't call it. You called me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we just gave you a call back.
Yeah. But it will be on my phone, so.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
Tomorrow and tell them they can release my card.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
No. What was the name? Swift and Burns, I think.
Ma'am?
Is that the name of your company, Swift and Burns?
You said what again?
Swift, the SWIFT, and Burns?
No, ma'am. We're actually just... Hype Watch. That's the name
of
the company.
Well, that's what she told me whenever she gave me that number. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
I'm not either. And I'll guarantee you there's nothing I can read that I could prove it.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she even told you that.
I showed it to my son-in-law, and he said, I can't read that either. So I just set it up on the top of the fireplace. So, all righty.
All right, ma'am.
I'll tell her to undo my credit card and let you be paid.
Yes, ma'am.
But I only want to pay $10 for that warranty, not 12 something.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
No, that's apparently what I was supposed to call you about.
All right, ma'am. Well, I do thank you.
If I can't put it together, then I'll have to call you. What is your name?
Ethan.
Ethan. Oh, I got a grandson by that name. great grandson. Are you the only one that answers the phones there, or should I ask for you?
No, ma'am. So it's not necessarily guaranteed that you'll be able to get back on the phone with me, as we do have many different agents.
Well, you said you'd help me.
Yes, ma'am. But if you do call in, then just, you know, let them know that you called in today and that you needed help with trying to set up your watch, and we'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. That was that one.